Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Well, today is a Triple M Tuck Shop Day where Flan, Ali and Spider head out to state schools. So far, we've been out to Pimpamar State School, Coomera State School.
Yeah. Skate School.
Skate School. That'd be a good school. Yeah. This morning, out at Gilston. We're heading west to go to Gilston, a lovely state school out there in about half an hour's time.
Absolutely, we are. And Flan, we know you are... did something in the bed, but you're here early. But you can leave because we need Rod McLeod.
Yes.
Because next up, we have got Name That Year. Ali, you're on two. I'm on two. Rod's on seven with only 11 more games to play in this month.
So out you get, Flan.
Let's give a shout out to Rod McLeod.
He's
good morning, Rod.
The leader of the pack.
Here we are.
The clubhouse leader.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's a brand new game for Name That Year coming up next.
Yeah. Hey, Rod, very quickly, trivia last night. Good.
Fantastic night, yes. Lots of controversy, but, you know, I'm not doing my job properly unless somebody's complaining.
Absolutely. Nobby's Surf Club, there it is every Tuesday.
Yep, and the biggest knob of them all, Rod McLeod.
Thank you.
Oh. Triple M Breakfast. Flan, Ali and Spider, and Name That Year's next.
Here we go. It's Name That Year.
It's tight. Myself and Ali are on two. We are going for second place at the moment. Rod, you are on seven. 11 games to play. There is still time.
I say the school mottos have come a long way since my day, which was give us your money, you little bugger.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, Bexhill Public.
Yeah.
Especially on Tuck Shop Day. Look at Ali.
Yes. A Bex and a good lie down meant a whole different thing.
Yes. Today is a very special day. It's Play Your Clarinet Day.
All right.
Kenny G.
No, that is Kenny G.
Oh, man.
But I got to ask you, in which year was the world record for playing your clarinet upside down?
Oh, yeah.
When did that happen?
Yeah, Spider.
2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Yeah, what Spider. Year? It was only broken recently, which was surprising. A lot of people thought this was done during COVID. It wasn't. It was done in 2015, Al.
No.
Well, I read the newsroom.
There was a trumpet.
There was a bit of an issue with playing your clarinet upside down because sound and appendages got in the way.
Yes.
Very year? Enjoyable, though.
Yeah.
2010?
No. 2010.
No.
Look, I was lucky enough to see this record. Being broken.
Yeah.
I was visiting, having a lovely holiday in Fishwick at the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
At Flan's house.
2016.
No, it was 2017.
Oh!
Yes, I
you
cut
get that.
You just copied me.
I loved it.
Outstanding.
Loved it.
So.
Literally.
There's a birthday happening tomorrow.
You got to talk into the phone, bozo.
Danny DeVito from Twins.
Yes. Mm.
Danny, what year was
Spider.
Danny?
Oh. Wow, he would have been, I reckon, 1947.
Ali. 1949.
Rod the newsreader, 1950.
1944.
Yes!
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Just check our scores.
No.
He's 78.
Ali has a point.
Thank you. Spider has
point.
A point.
Rod McLeod.
Yeah, it's that whole upside down clarinet thing that I can't get out of my head.
I know. Thrown you a bit.
I'm lost.
I know. 2 minutes is a
He's
long time
regressing.
To do that.
Yes.
It's a very long time. What year was the very first...
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm what? Good afternoon, class. Welcome to your first flying lesson. Stick your right hand over the broom and say up.
Right, the very first Harry
Ali.
Potter Sorcerer's Stone.
You know this one.
I don't really, but I'm going to have a stab at 2005.
Oh, Spider, I'm going a fraction later. Oregon 2008.
No. Rod the newsreader, I reckon this was in 2003.
It was 2001.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Rodney.
We always had fun in the commercial breaks and make up Harry Potter titles, like Harry Potter and the Sudden Case of Diarrhea.
Oh, dear. Okay, we haven't seen that
We were
one.
Easily amused back then.
Was that
a explosive story?
Adaptation from one of her books, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the first draft and never made it past the publisher.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All this is the tie break.
All right.
Name that year.
President Ronald Reagan was hit by gunshot.
Robin Israel. I remember this as a kiddie, 1980.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, Ali, the question, please.
Oh, yeah.
Ali's in.
Oh, yes.
Ah!
Which way? Up, down, up, down, up,
okay.
down.
Okay. 1981.
Oh!
Yes!
Rick! Oh, boy.
So what was the question, Al?
Wow, what year was the an assassination attempt on the president back then, Ronald Reagan? It was 1981.
81?
Yeah.
You sure?
Very sure. Very
okay.
sure.
Righty-o.
All right, let's have a score.
Ali on three after the big contro. I'm still on two. Rob McLeod on seven. He's questioning. He's not happy. He's trivia master. He's look at him.
My memory is failing me.
Yeah, no, March 30, 1981. Okay. President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, was shot and wounded by John Hinckley Jr.
We get the picture.
No, just reading what Wikipedia is telling us.
Righty-o.
92.5 Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Live from Gilston State Primary School.
This is 92.5 Triple M's Tuck Shop.
Oh, good morning and thank you to the team at Harris Farm Market to the Isle of Capri. We're for the greater goodness of the Gold Coast. They've set up all the fruit and veg here. Gilston State Primary School. We say good morning to Flan, Ali and Spider. How good?
Oh, Jakey's already here. I want to say good morning to Jake. He's already here at 6 o'clock and he's out and about. But,
first cab off the rank. Did he get some food?
He's got some popcorn. He's filled his bag up. He is ready to go. And the other thing is, Flan.
Yes, mate.
As you go driving out here this morning, it's one of your favourite drives.
It is, as a matter of fact. This little loop road all the way up to Narang, and then you can head up to Tambo where the drummer in my band lives. We often get together for a bit of a meal up at Eagle Heights there.
Yeah.
I love the hinterland here. If you've never driven these hinterland roads, get amongst them. They're beautiful.
It is absolutely stunning, Flan. You're right, as we sit here looking over just a sea of green. I nearly went up the back of a van this morning.
Oh, really?
Did you?
On this road here because, he had to really all of a sudden pull up for two ducks.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
God.
So just be careful of the
ducks.
So
you are a tailgater.
See, I had to pull up too.
A duck tailgater.
You know what I love about driving through the country?
What did you do?
Is the fact that because the bins are still out on the road, but because no one can see you, you need your car out in the bins to keep driving.
That is the great bit about driving in the country.
Absolutely.
No, I'm good with it.
Well, this isn't exactly, not exactly the outback, but it is beautiful where we are. Gilston State School is where we are with Flan, Alley and Spider, Triple M's Tuck Shop. If you want us to come out to your school, then register at triplem.com.au. A very big show. All that you need to know, waking up this morning, we get on next.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
All right. I think you need to know this. This is the latest reason why Channel 9 think we're not going to have anything on the shelves in supermarkets at Christmas. Tugboats.
What? Oh.
They're threatening to have a tugboat strike. Apparently they want a pay rise. And they need it now, and that could result in none of the ships being unloaded because they can't get into the docks. If they're not unloaded from the docks, they can't get onto the trucks. If they can't get onto the trucks,
so
they can't get to the shelves.
Who's having the strike? In which country?
The tugboat
country?
Driver.
In which country, though?
Australia.
Oh, it is in Australia.
Yeah,
okay.
Aussie tugboats.
Geez, how many tugboats have we got?
I don't know, but we must have quite a few. And if they're not tugging, they're just boats.
Yeah, and they just chuck them over the... Why don't they just chuck it overboard and let it float to the shores?
No, well, look, that's silly, Spider.
It works.
You're being silly. But you're right, they do float. Okay.
All right.
Maybe that'll be what happens. Is this me next?
Yes.
Okay, now Rod McLeod did mention this in the news, but I really do think it's worth mentioning again. There is a local fire ban in place right now. Hot and dry conditions abound. Yes, abound. So this is where the fireplace is in, fire ban is in place for residents of the Gold Coast. Logan, Scenic Rim, Ipswich, Lockyer Valley and Somerset Council areas. So yes, please be careful today. Yeah. Do not do anything stupid.
Well, there was a huge one around Pippinmah last week.
And set off all the
fire alarms throughout the night because the new technology and the fire alarms are very sensitive. So all the fire alarms were going around off in a whole heap of houses.
Oh my! And you know what? Maybe it's a good time for schools and workplaces to review their fire
plan.
I know at Gilston State School where we are right now, they actually have two fire areas that the kids go
to.
Yes. What were you going to say, Flan?
Absolutely. Haven't we gone from La Nina and rain events to fire dangers quickly in this country?
We can't keep up.
No, we can't. And they'll be stiff here at Gilston if they get two fires. But also on Saturday, I want to celebrate Mac Happy Day. Get out there and look.
Yeah. A lot of people sit there and whinge about having to buy, you know, Maccas, but they have colourful socks. They have the, you know.
I was going to say,
absolutely. And you know what? It's more about the bigger concern, and that is building these magnificent Ronald McDonald houses that are all around the country, and they do so much for people who really need it. So you don't understand until you really need it how much they actually do. But start planning now. Think about getting out there, donating a couple of bucks to McHappy Day. It is all day on Saturday, the 19th of November. So we do want to support them as much as we can. They do a magnificent job. And who doesn't love Ronald McDonald?
And that is what you need to know. Last one standing.
Yeah, very, very easy comp. This is all you have to do is get three questions right. Flan's got the three questions for you.
Yeah.
Denise in Ormo, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, we are top of the wards. We are at Gilston, a beautiful part of the Gold Coast. But we're going to hand you over to Flan. Good luck. We hope you get through the three questions. You're the last one standing.
And we hope Flan gets through.
Thank you.
It won't happen. I only ask these questions because I want to know the answers. Here we go.
Oh.
Question one is, who sang this, Denise?
Bruce Springsteen.
All right. Oh, that was a tough one. You did well. Question two. It's about another musical supergroup, the Spice Girls. True or false? Ooh. When the Spice Girls first started, their band was called Touch.
Oh, wow.
True or false?
Ooh. False.
Look, it isn't false.
Hang on, Denise. Sorry.
Yeah.
We don't play the Spice Girls, so you can't ask a question like that.
I look into your eyes and I see nothing in there. This is one of those moments.
So, Denise, we're scrapping that question.
Oh, what? You're through to question three, Denise.
You're not going to listen. That's it.
That's what happens in the quizaster.
Okay, very, very quickly then.
Come on.
We've got four of us here. Okay. Put up your hand if you like.
Spice Girls. Me.
Okay.
Two of us.
Oh, and that answers the question. Sorry, Denise, you can go
that
through
was
the rest.
Spider's put you through to question three in the quizaster, and that's how it works.
Spider?
That's okay. Yes. You're me, Denise.
Okay, look, there are people at the moment getting ready to help all the schoolies this weekend to recover. They'll be giving them green frogs and they'll be giving them pancakes. How many pancakes did they cook last year? It's a whole number. And it's somewhere between 25,000 and 150,000.
Oh, no. We're not doing this.
That is ridiculous. This is a disaster.
It was on the news last night, Peter.
I love the number game. Come on.
I'll ask one quick. Denise, did you watch the news last night?
No, I didn't. But I'll say
100,000.
100,000, Denise.
Well played.
If you hadn't finished that sentence, you'd have won, but you did.
What? You have that pass, gold class pass to Event Cinemas to check out the screening of Seriously Red Wednesday, the 23rd of November. Well done.
Woo! Go me!
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for all your help.
Oh, Denise, not at all. You
have a great day.
We honestly love our teachers so much. We've all got kids and we've all been through school, so we know the tough, tough time that they
have. Speak for yourself.
You went to school, not necessarily through school.
He didn't listen at all. But I think one of the hardest jobs is prep teaching.
Oh, that'd be the
easiest. They're so adorable, but it's just constant.
Herding cats.
Yes, well, we will find out for sure how easy it is. We are here with the lovely Karen Thompson. And look, before I introduce her, because she is looking a little bit nervous, I thought I'd just share something amazing that Karen mentioned to me a little bit earlier today, about half an hour ago, when she said to me, oh, Al Dobie. She goes, he sounds way younger than he looks.
Good chatting to you, Karen. How old do you think he looks? That's probably the most important question.
Look, I had no idea. Sorry.
Now, he's in very good shape.
We can't say anything.
And I know that we could go on.
Let's get on to what we're here to talk about.
We could talk about Al for hours and hours.
We'll shield that. He is eligible for free public transport, but we'll leave it at that.
You're closer to it than me, Flan.
Hey, Karen, can we ask what is? We were just discussing it. What is prep easier or harder?
No, it's harder.
Yeah.
Contrary to what everyone believes, it is so much harder than you would ever think.
Really?
Yes, worthwhile.
What's that first day like where all the kids, because we as parents see our children go for the first day of school. It's quite a tough day for mums and dads all around the country. What about for yourself?
It's wonderful. Yeah. Like you see them come in, they're so tiny, they're little, they're starstruck, they come in, they're great. They're absolutely wonderful. I think the parents have a harder time on that day than I do. Mm-hmm. But once the day's over, we're all exhausted. Everyone goes home and we do it again.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say, I was going to ask you about the exhaustion because, you know, we are all, apart from Spider, we get quite emotional when we see people getting emotional. And so you've got 20-odd kids all crying and laughing and upset.
Rolling around the floor.
Yes, you must be absolutely exhausted by the end of the day.
The end of the day, every week, but it is so worthwhile and that's why we do it. They're absolutely wonderful.
Mate, it's interesting, isn't it? Because every day I pick my kids up from primary school and my daughter finishes school today. So it's kind
today.
Of... Today! I love being here today at the beginning of this school journey, you know, but... every day I used to pick them up from primary school, they'd be in floods of tears the moment they got in the car. They were so exhausted from their day.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's massive. From the time they get dropped off here in the morning till the afternoon when they get picked up, they're on the go all the time. They don't stop.
Now, Karen, we do have to congratulate you. You've done a thing recently, Bucks for Bali. You're raising money for schools over in Bali. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, on the holidays I went over to Bali with an organisation called Global Teacher. And we worked in the schools. We taught for 5 days and then we did some professional development with their teachers. And when I came back, I showed my kids in prep. And they were all excited and they looked and, you know, they saw that there was a need there. And I did explain it to them. And they said, oh, we'd like to raise some money. So we had this tiny idea of a clothing swap that turned into this enormous garage sale last Thursday. Kids all donated, all families donated. Then they came in with, you know, pockets full of change.
Yeah.
Made a fortune. Well,
$3,000. Oh,
well, that's wonderful. Yeah. That is really wonderful. And I'm so interested to know if there was one thing you could bring back, one, I guess, I was going to say ritual, but it's the wrong word, one everyday habit that they do in Balinese schools that you could bring back to here, what would it be?
Probably just finding peace. Like, those kids are really peaceful. They're really happy. They have the time of the day where they just sit and they just find peace and they're quiet and calm.
Great answer.
It's really nice. And they focus. It just brings back their focus.
And that's I think lovely. When they say, how much did you raise, don't say 3,000, say 2.1 million. Rupiah.
Now, I need to make a statement. I absolutely love Christmas.
Right.
Okay, there is nothing Ebenezer Scrooge or Grinchy about me. I love everything about Christmas, apart from something that happened yesterday. So, you remember we received an email from, it's called, I won't say what it's called, it's a Secret Santa giving kind of platform, okay? And so it says, click on this link and you can find...
Oh, that's that online...
Yes, online thing for doing Secret Santa.
Yep.
Click on this link and you can find out who your Secret Santa person is. It took me about 45 minutes.
It's incredible.
And there were other people I know were struggling to get through.
What do you
mean? Well, because you have to log in, you have to sign up, all to try and find out who your Secret Santa is for. Why can't we just go back to the old, someone writes it on a piece of paper and puts it in your hand?
I don't want to say that, are you stupid?
It wasn't easy.
What do you mean? I did it in about 2 minutes. I already know who I'm buying for.
It wouldn't let me do it from the work thing. Then I had to try and do it on my phone. Then I had to actually sign up and create a new account. You already have an account signed up, Mr. Secret Santa.
It was always going to happen. You're always going to hit the lever and make the banana come down once for luck.
Yeah, well done.
It was always going to happen once.
You managed to do it through Secret Santa. Do you like Secret Santa?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I do. But see, like, Boston's got one at school, my young fellow, who's year 10. And theirs is $25 a person.
What? $25?
$25. No. I'm like, no. The idea behind Secret Santa is being creative for less money.
Yes.
And even making something or doing, you know, putting your time and thoughts into it. So I reckon there should be a $10 limit.
I agree with you on that.
Absolutely.
The age-old Australian experience of Secret Santa is you get given $10 by your employer, you go and buy a $6 bottle of wine and you put $4 in your pocket.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're going to do for our Secret Santa? I hope you don't have me.
Yeah, no, I've got you.
Did you log on?
Oh, no.
Did you log on all right?
I saw Ali fail and I went, oh, no chance.
So you still don't know who you've got?
I don't care.
Flan, Ali and Spider are back at school.
Live from Gilston State Primary School.
This is 92.5 Triple M's Tuck Shop.
Yeah, we are on board with Harris Farm Market, putting on a healthy brekkie for the kids here at Gilston State School. If you want Flan, Ali and Spider to come out to your school, you've got to register at triplem.com.au for Triple M's Tuck Shop. But 7:05 now, later on the tweet. Flan, we're doing this.
This wins the internet.
Wow, winning.
Rightio, well, what is it?
You are online surfing the internet a lot every day.
I look for those experiences.
Lots of friends and family send you stuff as well.
Yeah, very, very, very funny woman called Emma Ray has won the internet today, if you ask me. She said this conversation took place in her life recently. She said to someone, "This is my ideal apartment. I cannot believe this is so gorgeous. I want to live here. How much is the rent for this gorgeous apartment?" And they said, "Excuse me, ma'am, this is a liquor store."
Oh, okay.
Emma Ray, you win the internet today.
Now, this has got nothing with me driving out to Gilston. Okay?
You're separating yourself from that event.
No, no, no. I just want to, because you know what annoys me at the moment?
Everything?
No. A lot of people are saying, you know, Christmas is around the corner and my daughter's like, "Oh, you're so easy to buy for, Dad. You're just a bogan.
I love that.
I'll just get you a carton of VB, or I'll buy you some socks to wear with your thongs." And I'm going, hang on. Is that fair? And
accurate said, is what I'd call it.
Well, growing up in Frankston, you know, I sat there and said, "Hang on, Caitlin. Hang on, Nay," to my daughters. Everyone's got a little bit of bogan.
Absolutely.
And we got to celebrate that little bit of bogan. Whatever bogan you have in you, you need to celebrate. And it doesn't matter if it's the car, if it's the 24/7 track pants that you wear, if it's the type of cigarette, the type of drink. Whatever it is,
I understand.
Everybody has to celebrate. Well, you know what we need?
Come on.
We need an official appreciation bogan month. So let's call it the unofficial appreciation
bogan appreciation month. The BAM.
I like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go around because see, I do. I've got a fair bit of bogan in me.
Right. Why don't you do this?
But I love it, Al. And even you going to
my
a
name
school.
Is Spider Everett. And I'm a bogan because.
Oh, I like that.
My name is Spider Everett, and I am a bogan because I love VB.
Ooh, all right.
That's fair. Go, Ali.
All fair. Right. Very bogan. That's what VB stands for. My name is Ali, and I am a bogan because I love wearing Ugg boots. I live in them, don't I?
You do.
And I love flannos.
Yeah,
flannel
you do.
Flannel shirts, 100%. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, here he is.
My name is Flann. And I'm a bogan because I'm from Canberra. And that's it.
That's it.
Also, a bloke drove past me yesterday on Narang Broadbeach Road and he was in a Valiant and it had Venetian blinds in the back window and I wanted them.
Absolutely. See?
That's what we're
I
after.
Wanted them so bad.
Some right. people are jealous of bogan.
My name is and I'm a bogan because. Let's
okay,
go to the
here
phones.
We go. We're going to the first caller. Why is he a bogan? You need to say your name. I know it's Pete and Pimpamar, but here we go.
Yeah, g'day, I'm Pete. I'm a bogan because I love burnouts, mullets and beer.
Well, if you did, covering you'd pronounce your own name properly. It's Poyter. Thank you for your call.
Poyter.
Thank you very much, Poyter from Pimpamar. All right, we've got Joe in Reedy Creek. Good morning, Joe. Now, complete the sentence. Here we go.
My name is Joe and I'm a bogan because I love Pav and pluggers.
Pluggers.
Oh, the double pluggers.
Pav and pluggers.
Absolutely.
Both I love
very
that.
Combo.
Okay, Joe, you're in the running. Absolutely. Kim in Narang. Good morning, Kim. Okay, you know the sentence you got to start off with. Why are you a bogan?
My name's Kim and I'm a bogan because I have good thongs and stay-at-home thongs.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's for me
tough.
As a clubhouse leader.
Absolutely. Yes. I had a pair of wedding thongs once.
Did you? But what's the deal? What are the good, do the good thongs have a little bit of bedazzling on them?
Sometimes, or they're just ones from BCF that have got like slits in the bottom so they're comfy to wear.
Yeah. Wow. Royce, Kim, you're showing off. You're showing off, Kim. Okay, Denise in Clear Island Waters. Good morning, Denise. You know, start the story. Why are you a bogan?
Hi, my name's Denise and I'm a bogan and I love wearing my Iron Maiden black T-shirt with my Holden with the fluffy dice in it.
As the only member of this team with an Iron Maiden T-shirt, I love you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Match made in heaven. And we are lucky enough to have with us right now one of the lovely staff members from Gilston State School. His name is Sean. Sean, state why you're a bogan. Please state your name.
Oh, mate, my name's Sean and I'm a bit of a bogan around here.
Yeah. What makes you a bogan?
Good start.
What makes me a bogan?
Besides your voice.
Gee, I hope you're putting that voice
on. What makes me a bogan is sometimes I say some jokes that go over their heads.
Yeah.
Like,
go on.
You know, the other day I had the rudest, slowest cashier at the supermarket.
Yeah.
It's my own fault for using the self-checkout.
Shorty.
Such a bogan.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Not bad.
All right. I've got to go between two for the winner of the Day on the Green.
Yeah.
Where you can drink wine straight out of the...
Come on, Judge Everett. No, who won this?
I don't know. You tell me, Flan, between Sean, because he's here.
Well, Ali needs to judge as well.
Okay,
I'm
and
not
Ali,
judging.
Sean or Denise, who's got the fluffy dyes?
Okay, well, I think as a Sean who tells bad jokes himself, I have to rule myself out. I'm for Denise.
Yeah, Denise.
Yes.
Your fluffy dye and the Iron Maiden T-shirt.
Yes.
you got tickets to a Day on the Green. Yep, the one and only Rod Stewart with special guest Cindy Lauper brings the hits to a Day on the Green. Cyrame Wines, Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. Tickets on sale. Ticketmaster tomorrow.
Now, Denise, you did hear Sean, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Is his you must have found his voice very appealing.
Oh, very.
Did you have womanly feelings?
Okay. Let's not go down this path.
You're a winner.
Woohoo!
92.5 Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Live from Gilston State Primary School.
This is 92.5 Triple M's Tuck Shop.
Oh, how good to be out of Gilston State School. A beautiful part of the Gold Coast with the healthy Brekkie Harris Farm with all the
Absolutely.
Fruit. The kids are loving it.
Yes, bananas and pears and oranges, you name it.
Hey, I reckon there'd be a lot of families that would love to go to Singapore.
Fly Gold Coast to Singapore and beyond with Scoot. Book now at flyscoot.com.
92.5 Triple M Singapore boarding call.
Yeah, well, Gazelli, we're going to cover the flights, flying on Scoot, and we're going to throw in $1,000 spending money. $1,000 in Singapore to go shopping.
Yes, please. I'll put my hand straight up. Spider, you keep going on and on and on about how good the shopping is in
it
Singapore.
Is. And the good thing about Singapore, you can get all your five-star things or you can go to the markets. It's something for everyone. Kids absolutely love it. The adults love it. And you know what I love about it is, you know, when you go shopping, this is what I heard. When you go shopping, you need to take a break.
When you go shopping for your fancy plots and
you need
things.
You need to take some break for some quality food and their bread is amazing.
You know what? The first thing I would go and try and find is their national dish of sorts is called Hainan and chicken rice or something like
Hainan
that. Fried
chicken.
Rice.
Oh. It's so good.
I can't wait to try that. Yes. I'm not going
All right,
to Singapore.
Well, a boarding call.
Just if you do go, don't be like that school in Melbourne.
What?
Well, the girls tried to shoplift and got caught.
Oh, well, yeah, don't
Why
do that. Thank
that
you.
No, Triple M Singapore boarding call.
That's a good warning, mate. Yeah.
Before 9 o'clock, you got a chance to jump on there to be one step away from winning one of these flights. We've got two of these flights to give out. Fly Gold Coast to Singapore and beyond with Scoot to book now at flyscoot.com. But Spider, not talking about shoplifting next, though. You're spraying.
I'm not going to. They tried to change their 1,000 into 4,000. But you
spray at Melbourne School.
No, I'm not. I ain't going to spray. So everybody that is on the M1 at the moment, you are going to be absolutely backing me in here.
Okay. All right, that's coming up next.
They better not back you in because they'll have an accident.
Spider spray.
Yeah, being at a school, I thought, you know what, I wanted to do something a little bit nice, but then I thought, no, I can't. no, because you
Stick
know
with
what?
Your nature.
No, yeah. Because I got a bill yesterday. Well, I've been getting them for years, and Sherry only showed me yesterday.
Oh, hello.
And I was very frustrated. I cannot believe, and I want to have a crack, and it's beyond a joke. It's ridiculous about the price of toll roads.
Oh, you have to drive along a road.
I understand what everybody on the M1 heading up north. I understand what they mean. It is absolutely disgraceful what they charge. And I'll give you some facts and figures because what's his name? Who's the roads minister?
Mark Bailey. Yes.
Hopefully he's turned his tardingers on. There he is. But if the rego's not dear enough, if petrol's not going through the roof, if insurance is, because there's so many thefts aren't going through the roof either, when are we going to be able to afford to drive a car anymore? We're going to have to go by public transport, a train or a bus that we know never run on time. Hey, it's not the driver's fault. Anyway, the Gateway Bridge, the M7, the tunnel.
Clem 7, yeah.
My car, I've just got a ute, a normal ute. I am not a tradie, okay? I haven't got a business truck. I am just a normal person that drives a car on a toll road.
You're not normal.
He's a pretend train.
Massive claim.
All right, okay. I'm semi-normal, but it doesn't matter. It cost me between $5.61 and $8.15 just to go through a toll. If I'm going out to Logan Lee, anywhere towards there, Don't ask me why, but I do. $2.46 to $3.43. Only going through. That's the only one way. Mm. I've still got to come back. Now, the Gateway Bridge was built in 86.
I ran over it in my Terry Towling tank top and matching shorts.
Okay, 36 years ago.
Right. Cost them $92 million.
Right.
They upgraded it in 2010 for $350 million.
That's
so you're
cheap.
Sticking with it, yeah. Okay? 120,000 cars go across that bridge a day.
Yep.
All right? I've done the cost. 1 year, and they've paid for half of that bridge.
Oh.
2 years.
What?
2 years. They've paid for the bridge. So give them a little bit of benefit of doubt. Say 3 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So they paid for it.
Admin costs, everything. Okay, they've paid for it.
If you ever try to administrate a bridge, it's not that easy.
Mm. Okay, so for the other 9 years, they're getting total profit, yet they still can't take off that toll bridge, and they say they never will because they need an upgrade.
And what happens for that money? You sit there in traffic.
Absolutely you do. So for me, I'm having a crack at the government. So you know what? Set a toll road. Absolutely. But as soon as it's met its dollar, nick it off.
We don't
need it. There's so many of us out there that could save the $5, the $10, and don't have to go all the back roads because we can't afford the tolls. Yeah. I hope you're listening, Mr. Is it Bailey?
Yes.
Bailey.
That's it.
Oh, called it.
You've been sprayed by Spider. Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 minute. I thank you some
extra money. Yeah, here we go. Angie and Eleonora. Good morning, Ange.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Here we go. Make sure you're listening up. If you don't know the answer, this is how the rules and regulations apply. If you don't know an answer, just simply pass. We've got time. We'll come back to it. We will take your first response. Your 60 seconds starts at the end of Ellie's first question. Over to you, Ellie. Good luck, Ange.
Ange, you might get a bit of help from the Gilston State School students. So, Ange, I'm going to have to ask that you say your answers very loud. Here we go. All right. How many sides are there in a cube? A pool game we often play as kids is Marco what? Which is the world's largest ocean? Starting with D, what is the hardest rock on Earth?
Diamond.
Which is considered a semi-planet?
Pluto.
What is 40% of 100?
25.
Keratin makes up which part of the human body, nails or tongue? Is Oprah Winfrey legally married?
No.
Who is the owner of the One Nation political party?
Pauline Hanson.
What band was Harry Styles in before his solo career? A pool game we often play as kids is Marco what?
Oh, the kids knew that one.
They sure did.
And look, you played really well. You're the ones you passed on, the only ones. Marco Polo, that's the pool game we play.
Yeah.
Also, 40% of 100 is 40, not 25. Yeah, 0.25% is thinger. Keratin is makes up what part of the human body? It is nails. And Harry Styles. Before he saw a career,
what band was Harry Styles in?
One Direction.
You don't go home.
It's just so loud, I can't hear anything.
I know.
Absolutely. Neither can we, mate, but you don't leave us empty-handed. What I do know is that One Direction's now so old school, Gilston Primary has never heard of them. You've got a double pass to Gold Class at Event Cinemas for the screening of Seriously Red Wednesday, November 23. Enjoy and thank you.
Good one, Ange. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to us.
92.5 Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Live from Gilston State Primary School.
This is 92.5 Triple M's Tuck Shop.
The mums and dads of the kids here at Gilston State School are happy because they got the morning off. Harris Farm Markets providing the healthy brekkie at the Isle of Capri. We're for the greater goodness of the Gold Coast. And a lot of energy here at Gilston State School.
Absolutely.
And being a Wednesday.
Yeah, well, you know why there's so much energy. Because they've eaten up. But being a Wednesday.
We need.
Well, we don't know what's happening out in the weather. So we do need our Wednesday weather kit update.
Yes, we do.
Wednesday weather.
And the school motto here is achievement through understanding at Gilston State School. And someone who understands everything about the weather is Hamish. He's 9 years old and he's in year four. Take it away, Hamish.
Hi, I'm Hamish from 4B and I'm your Wednesday weather kid. Today it will be a top of 30 degrees, mostly sunny with a few clouds. Currently 23 degrees in Gilston. Have a great day from your Gilston weather kid, Hamish.
Yes, we do. Yes, good on you, Hamish. You are the hammer of weather, and this bag of goodies is for you, mate. Thank you for being our Wednesday weather kid.
Now, earlier in the show today, we caught up with prep teacher Karen Thompson, and it made me think of a story that my girlfriend told me just the other day.
Yep.
So she's a year one teacher, my friend Holly.
Righto.
And I'd like to share this story for all the prep and year one teachers. So one of her students came up to her. Her name's Maddie. And her front bottom tooth, so she had a really waggly one.
Okay.
Ooh, you know when ready it's, for
it,
the tooth fairy.
It was basically just hanging on by the tiniest little thread.
Okay.
So she came up and she was showing my friend Holly. And she said, I don't know what to do with it. So Holly said, you want me to pull it out?
Yes. The string around the
and
tooth trick.
Maddie said, yes, please. And so Holly grabbed a tissue. Mm. She got it to open her mouth and she reached in, grabbed onto the waggly tooth and ripped it out.
Okay. Did she stand on her foot or anything at the same time?
She pulled it out.
Ouch.
And so then when she looked in her mouth, she had quite a bit of blood.
Oh no.
And so Holly was saying to herself, I wasn't expecting that. Like it was seriously hanging on by a thread. And when she actually had a proper look, she'd pulled the wrong tooth out.
Oh, that's the way.
Yeah, well done.
That's what you want. Oh, two for one deal.
Absolutely. Double down for the tooth fairy.
And so she actually, you can imagine she pooked herself.
Absolutely.
But she thought that tooth had a bit too much, you know, resistance.
Yeah.
As waggly it was. And I just thought, oh my goodness, like
that's the risk of leaving your kids in the care of
this is why I could never be a teacher. Imagine leaving the kids like Flan, have you ever like kids have been at your house and things have gone wrong.
Mate,
like,
when we first moved to the Gold Coast, we only had one relative on the coast. That was Auntie. That was my wife's sister, Anna. Lovely girl. And she has two boys. And we thought, you know what? No one has ever babysat for them so they can just go out and have a great night. Oh, no. And so I said, I'll look after the boys. Please head out for a brunch.
Yuck.
That's and within 15 minutes of being in charge of my two beautiful nephews, one had been bitten on the stomach by a horse. And on the television, there was a tsunami alert for the Gold Coast. I'm the worst babysitter in Australian history. But can you beat it?
Spider, have you... I had a child injured on your watch?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
No. I remember Summer, my middle daughter, she had a group of friends over and they were on a jumping pillow.
Oh,
absolutely.
No.
And it was raining. And they thought, you little ripper, anyway.
He chucked the washing detergent.
Yeah, no, one of them hurt their leg. One of them hurt their leg and she was crying and I was So anyway, she said she'd be all right. And the next day I went, took her home and I said to her mum, look, she hurt her leg. But, you know, she seemed to be sleeping in that all right. Mum goes, that's right. She over-exaggerates. Get to school on Monday, plaster all the way from the top of her leg to the bottom. Broken her leg.
That's the way. Learn to knit, kid.
Bless. My goodness.
We'll throw it out to the Gold Coast Triple M family, hey?
Absolutely.
What are you asking, Ali?
Well, I'm asking what happened to someone else's child on your watch.
All right. 1-300-925-666. You'll have a chance to pick up a couple of tickets as well to the one and only Rod Stewart with special guest Cyndi Lauper. They bring the hits tour to a day on the green, Sarah May Wines, Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. Tickets on sale November 17th at Ticketmaster.
Good morning, Christy in Benoa. What happened to someone else's child on your watch?
Well, both parents were there and we're both nurses, but we had our children playing piggy in the middle with a ball and they both jumped up to get the ball and my son came down on top of her son and my son's two front teeth broke off in his forehead.
There you go.
Oh, were they baby teeth?
So they were his adult teeth, so it cost me $6,000 in surgery. And his little mate had to go to hospital and get stitches in his forehead. So every time we catch up, he kind of gives a big smile and
a little nice
thing. Oh, wow.
I've always said,
okay, never try and eat another kid.
Nice. What happened to someone else's child on your watch?
Oh, well, I had a little hobby farm and I had some sheep and my two boys and his mates were out chasing the sheep and one of them didn't like it, so he headbutted the little boy and broke his front teeth.
Oh, no, it seems to be a team theme here.
How do you explain that you got headbutted by a sheep?
It was terrible. His dad was all right, like we got him an icy pole and some ice. But his mum, I think she was expecting me to pay for dentist bills and things. It was terrible.
Tough lamb.
You know what? Yeah, we're going to give you tickets to A Day on the Teeth. A day on the green. Rod Stewart, special guest Cindy Lauper. The hits to A Day on the Green. Sarah May Wines, Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. Tickets on sale tomorrow. Ticketmaster, well done. Kim.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That's wonderful. 92.5
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Live from Gilston State Primary School.
This is 92.5 Triple M's Tuck Shop. That's what I do.
Well, we do. We love Gilston Primary School, and we are right here right now. And Ali, who have we got joining us with their, well, I suppose Gilston's got talents.
I have the lovely Ali Fenwick here with me right now. She's in grade four. Put your hands together for Ali.
Ali.
Come on, Ali.
She just won the Narang Speaking Out competition. I hope I've said that right, Ali. And she's going to perform the poem that she recited for us right now.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
This is from memory.
Do I have a story for you? I was as bored as can be and didn't know what to do. But then the thought crossed my mind. Mum's science lab. I knew I wasn't allowed in there. A voice from behind startled me. Hey, Ali. In fear, I accidentally pressed a button and poof. That's how my brother turned into a purple dinosaur.
Hey! There you go.
Oh.
Ali Fenwick.
A big round of applause for Ali.
Brilliant.
All right. And now, Ali, we have got another special guest here. Look at this. This is amazing. How many? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 10 drummers.
We have 10 very special guests. They are from they are Japanese excellent students, the taiko drums.
There
and
we go. Special guests from Gilston Primary School. And the entertainment doesn't stop there.
It certainly does not stop. We are so lucky to be joined by a local artist. His name is Sonny and he's 10 years old. And he is standing behind what I would describe as a black UFO. What is this actually called?
A hand pan.
A hand pan. And is it a type of drum?
Yeah, it's a percussion instrument.
Big round of applause. Sounds
like big round of applause for Sonny.
Yes, Sonny.
Tell you what, give Sonny a big round.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
You will never hear a hubcap played better than that.
Give me another round.
That was beautiful, man.
Thank you, mate.
Amazing.
Yeah, look, we've got a bit of a magic week for memorabilia or merchandise, if you will. Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, his glove sold at auction for $2.2 million.
Wow.
I said to myself, what use is one glove? And then Steve Jobs, the most extraordinary businessman, they just sold his sandals at auction. What do you reckon they got for Steve Jobs' sandals?
I don't know, a couple of $1,000s.
$200,000 someone paid for his Birkenstocks.
Are they diamond crusted?
No.
Okay.
They're certainly crusted.
If you could buy anybody sandals, who would they be?
Oh, not yours.
No. Who would you buy? See, for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you think about that.
Come on.
I think of Andre.
Agassi.
No, the big wrestler.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant. Imagine the Giant. Because they would have been through some pain.
Yeah. They'd be flat.
Yes, but they'd be good. You wouldn't have to be big frame.
Yeah, true. No, you wouldn't. I reckon I'd take Thorpedos, Ian Thorpe.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you
could use them at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ski on them.
Body surfing with them.
Ski on them.
In all honesty, we know that Spider has feet that look like they're on the bird that catches its dinner from a river.
Right? And he does wear Birkenstocks.
But what do you reckon that Spider's Birkenstocks would fetch at auction?
I'd give them up for auction.
Would you?
For charity.
No, I'll take them.
I'll donate them to the school here.
Oh, hello.
Don't do that.
We've got a live auction.
We'll give them to their bucks for barley.
Give us a call now. 1-300-925-666.
What would you offer? What are
for
you
Spider's
doing?
Spider's rotten sandals.
You've gone rogue. Triple M breakfast and Ellie and Spider.
Nobody would put a bid in for my sandals.
No, that's another remarkable
special person.
Your Birkenstocks.
Let's amplify
two of the
special,
most disgusting hobbit feet I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know what? And Al, you said nobody will call in.
I predicted no one would call in.
Kath in Helensvale, good morning.
Hello. Please tell us
you've phoned up for these sandals, have you?
No. I wouldn't pay more than 31 cents for them.
31 cents.
What a great opening bid.
You know what? You're still winning them. So thank you, Kath.
It's
still alive. But hang on, you might get outbid. So hold the line, thanks, Kath.
Are you serious?
Yep, we're going to...
Hang on, we need to ask also if people have had all their shots, inoculations, because if they're going to plan on wearing them, they need to be...
That's a good point, Al.
This is where COVID started. You can get your fifth jab.
He was patient zero, Spider.
Anthony in Labrador, do you want to bid more than 31 cents?
Yes, I'll bid a dollar.
We've hit 100 cents.
Okay, don't worry. That's about 7,000 rupiah.
Can I just ask, Wiz, what would you actually do with these shoes, Wiz, with these sandals?
Well, I could frame them, right, and then I could say, these belong to Spider.
Or you can surf on them, or iron on them,
or hand them over to science.
Hey, Wiz could probably sleep in one.
Yeah, absolutely, Wiz. It could be a fold-down bed for you. But anyway, we are currently winning at $1. Thanks, Wiz.
Okay. Is that a dollar going to the Gilson State School?
No, it's going to go all day with Rod, all new Rod, and also with Nelly. So if you do want
lucky
a further
to get a dollar.
1-300-925-666.
Okay. Well, that has been awesome to be at the Gilston State School.
Thank you so much to everyone at Gilston State School. Their motto is achievement through understanding. And a massive thank you to Harris Farm Markets for providing all the wonderful food for Triple M's Tuck Shop.
Lovely.
A big shout out to the actual Tuck Shop ladies here at Gilston State School, Gail, and all the ladies in the Tuck Shop.
And also Roman's Coffee.
Roman's Coffee. We love Steph.
Big
we love
you.
Rocky. Absolutely delicious coffee.
And to all the mums that are still here, if we've got fruit left over, please take it home and put it in your fruit bowl.
And the dads.
Yep, absolutely.
And the dads.
Hey, and if you want Flan, Ali and Spider to come out to your school for Triple M's Tuck Shop, you've got to register at triplem.com.au. We want to get to as many Gold Coast schools as possible.
Sure do.
Yeah, we do. And a final massive thank you to all the kids.
Yeah!
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5
Triple M.